Hello, fellow listeners. Trish Lewis here. Let's take our seat on the eclectic chair. This week, we're having a special show, kind of a lot in support of Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler, whose CD release party is this coming Friday at the State Theater in Bay City. The CD is called Chance the Arm. And we've got some almost live in Studio C breaks that you'll be hearing from mostly Susan and Zig and a little side commentary from me. But mostly Susan and Zig playing music. So let's hear a couple three from Chance the Arm and hear the first part of the live in Studio C session. Take your seat.
So fondly today, were to fade by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away, thou would still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around the dear ruins each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. For it's not while beauty and youth are thine own, or thy cheeks unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and of a soul can be known, for which time will but make thee more dear. For the heart that has truly loved ne'er forgets, but goes on and loves on to the close, as a sunflower looks to her God as he sets, the same look that she turned when he rose. A soul can be known, for which time will but make thee more dear. For the heart that has truly loved ne'er forgets, but goes on and loves on to the close, as a sunflower looks to her God as he sets, the same look that she turned when he rose.
I'm going to start off with a song that we've just really started playing in the last year, and it's called Frost Is All Over, and it's a traditional song. And I think actually, though, on the last verse is mine, the part about the toast being burned. And you'd have to have known my mother to know why I threw that in, but... because everything got burned. Everything got burned and squished very flat when she was cooking it. I'm not sure why, but she did. So anyway, this is called Frost Is All Over.
Oh, what would you do if the kettle boiled over? What should I do? Only fill it again. And what would you do if the cow ate the clover? What should I do? Only set it again. Pray tis a dog and the frost's all over. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. How would you like to marry a soldier? Kitty, lie over close to the wall. Deedly-do-do, dee-day. Deedly-da-da-diddle-o-daddery-o. Deedly-daddly-diddly-dum-a-diddle-o-daddery-o. Deedly-day. Deedly-do-do, dee-da. Reedly-dum-da-diddle-o-daddery-o. Reedly-da-diddly-dum-diddle-o-daddery-o. What would you do if you married a soldier? What should I do? Only follow the gun. What would you do if he died in the ocean? What should I do? Only marry again. Pray tis a dog and the frost's all over. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and me to be sober. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. Deedly do do dee day. Deedly da da diddle o daddy o. Deedly da diddle diddly dum a diddle o daddy o. Deedly day. Deedly do do dee da. Deedly dum the diddle o daddy o. Deedly da diddly diddly dum diddle o daddy. What would you do if the toast was all black and I'd bake it and slice it and toast it again? What would you do if you can't get to heaven? Then darling, I'll come back and live it again. Pray tis a dog and the frost's all over. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and me to be sober. Kitty, lie over close to the wall. A little do dee day, really died a dillo dario, really died. dum a dilly daddy o dilly day. Lily do do di die, really dum a dilly daddy o really dilly dilly dum a dilly daddy o dilly day. What would you do if the kettle boiled over? What should I do when they fill it again? What would you do if the cow ate the clover? What should I do when they set it again? Great as a dog on the frost all over, kitty lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and me to be sober, kitty lie over close to the wall. Dilly do do di day, really die, dilly daddy o really. Dilly dum a dilly daddy o dilly day. Dilly do do di die, really dum. Dilly daddy o really dilly. Dilly dum a dilly daddy o dilly day. Dilly day.
Oh, the frost is all over. It's all over my driveway. It's all over my car. It's all over.
I got a heater to take care of that.
It's all over my driveway, too.
I love that
song.
Thanks. I like it, too. It's a lot of fun to do. That's... You know what? When we do this song, because we're doing this group effort right now with Kathy Morris of Hooli and Andy Rogers, and especially for the State Theater Show, they're going to be joining us on stage to do almost this whole CD. And on this particular song, Andy comes in at the end and does a totally different song in the instrumental part. He's playing, I think, Haste to the Wedding or something like that. And it's lovely, absolutely lovely. So now then, when we play it as a duo, I'm kind of missing Andy's piece there.
Ah, I see. That I am Trish Lewis, live in Studio C. All right, almost live in Studio C with Zig Zeitler and Susan O'Rourke from the White Crow Conservatory of Music in Saginaw. And they have a wonderful show coming up this Friday, the 14th. What time does it start, Susan?
I believe at 7 or 7:30. I should know that.
It will all be
Pretty sure 7 p.m.
At the State Theater in Bay City. All the information, as usual, will be on my website, radiochair.com. You know where. So this CD is called Chance the Arm.
Chance the Arm.
Chance the Arm.
Yep.
Tell me a little history about that name.
Well, you know, I don't know if you grew up with that phrase, but we used to use that phrase all the time, like when we were doing something that our mothers told us not to do usually.
Chance the arm.
Like if we were going to jump like from one rooftop to another rooftop, and I would look at somebody and say, I don't know, is it worth it? You want to chance the arm? Meaning like you could lose something really dear to you trying. But the story goes, the origin of that phrase is, there were two families that were feuding in Ireland, bitter, bitter feud. And this is a true story. It's not like a made-up story. And the one family was actually held up inside the Abbey at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, not in, you know, New York, in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Ireland. And they were all held up in the Abbey room. And the other family was outside in the courtroom. And the other family had said to them from the courtyard, they were begging them to come out, saying, look, we're tired of this bloody feud. Come on out. We'll make peace, and it'll be over. Well, the family that was held up inside the Abbey was like, there is no way we're going out there because they're going to slaughter us. Well, the head of the other family ordered some of his men to chisel a hole in this giant wooden door. And when the hole was chiseled just large enough, he took his arm and he threw it inside that hole as a gesture of peace, knowing full well that they could either grasp it in friendship or he could chance the arm and he could lose his arm. And instead he felt a hand grab his hand. And that is the story of how chance the arm came about. And when you want to risk something and for something greater. And on our CD, I tell the story about that. You know, on our CD graphics, I tell a little bit about chance the arm and what that phrase means to us. And hysterically, that's kind of how we feel every time we put out a CD. We feel like we're chancing the arm. We're putting it out there and just hoping somebody doesn't lop our arm off. And they just like it.
Just the story alone. Just,
I know, right? Well, you can't see. This is not TV, I know.
No.
But I made the chopping motion because I was sure it was
You knew that's what was going to happen. His arm got whacked off, but it didn't. And that door hangs in that church today. It's called the Door of Reconciliation, and they have it on display at all times. It's just amazing to look at.
Well, I knew there was a story. I knew there was a story.
There's always a story. It's Irish. It has to have a story. But we're really excited about this CD for a lot of reasons. And I think one of the reasons is that it's the first CD that we have included other people on the CD with us. Mm-hmm. And that's just great fun. I mean, when you bring in other performers and other musicians that you love and respect, they add things to a song and the song goes in different directions than you would normally have taken it yourself. And that's a real gift, I think, because music to us is a fluid thing. It's a fluid thing. It's not something that should remain stagnant. And Irish music, certainly, some of the songs that we're doing are 300-400 years old. If they had remained stagnant, we wouldn't be playing them today.
They're always growing.
They're always growing and adapting, and that's why we still sing them, you know?
Yeah. So maybe each song kind of has a life of its own, I think.
So anyway, we're going to be doing the actual CD performance at the State Theater on March 14th.
This Friday.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
I'm going to try to be there, I promise.
I'm going to have to start practicing.
Well, here's one little
here's
practice.
One. Yeah, but anyway, we're going to be joined on stage. Let me see. On the CD, we have some folks that can't make it, of course. We have Andre Brunet, who plays on one of our only songs. Every CD that we put out, we include one song that's not Irish at all. And I do that for the naysayers, you know, the haters of Irish music, to make sure they get something that they like out of the ballgame. But this one in particular is called En Canadien Errant, and it's a French-Canadian traditional song. So we asked Andre Brunet, who is one of the top French-Canadian fiddlers of today, to play on that song.
Oh,
so he's on that. And then on the Guy Clark song, which is Immigrant Eyes, Guy Clark has a long-standing history in Nashville.
You know I love Guy Clark.
Yes,
you know
he's a fabulous songwriter. But we asked Miles Thompson, who did this, I want to say he was 17 years old, 16 years old when he put the tracks on. And Miles is a really hot violin player from Nashville.
Tim and Miles Thompson.
Yep.
Tim's son.
Tim's son, yeah. Miles Thompson. Yep. So he put the fiddle tracks on that song. And we have Dee Dee Tibbetts on some of these songs. And we have, Sally Potter from Lansing, who has done a beautiful, beautiful job on a lot of harmony vocals on the song. We have Kathy Morris of Hooley playing some really great Bowron on the CD.
Kathy's fabulous. I
know.
Kathy.
I love it. And I love playing on stage with her, too. She's so much fun.
And, of course, some of the SASA students.
Yeah, we have the SASA students that did some chorus work for us on a couple of the songs. And that includes one of our children, Addie, and her friends, David Brown, who is also a student here. And Emerald Joyner and David Horwath, I think, are all part of the SASA course that we have included. And they will be able to be there on stage with us. And we'll be joined by Andy Rogers, who's going to be doing all the great fiddle pieces.
Andy's so good.
And you know what? Some of the fiddle pieces that Andy brings to the table are better than the pieces that we have on the CD. So fabulous. And let me see, who else?
Well, that should make him feel good. Are you listening, Andy? Are you listening?
He should be listening. I'll get a phone call or
I'll
email.
Make sure.
Right. And Jamie Susiel is going to be doing all of the harmony work that Sally Potter did for us.
Cool.
On the CD. But
can't think of a better person
for harmony. But we're kind of settling in, I think, right now with Andy and Kathy. And we're hoping that might be something that we take on after as well to some of our spots.
Drag them around and show them off.
Show them off, yeah, because we get to play some larger stage audiences, and it's always nice to have a few more people up there where you can share that kind of music with.
I saw you were in your home state in New York, Brooklyn.
Yep,
Brooklyn.
Yep, we think Brooklyn's a state. Yes.
Well, it is. I would live there once. I understand
it's
completely. It's a state.
Yeah, we were there in January. We performed at the Irish American Center in New York, and we had a lovely, lovely evening, just a fabulous audience. And then we did a showcase in Midtown Manhattan with Jamie Susiel and all the other artists from Smoke and Sled Dog Records.
Where?
It was at the Hilton in Midtown.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool. It was very,
very cool.
Yep.
All right. Just to remind everybody, that CD release of Chant the Arm is Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler's CD release party coming up this Friday, March 14th, 7 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City, Michigan. You can find the links to everything on my website as usual. Opening for the CD release party will be Sonus. And before I forget, we heard two from Chant the Arm. Pulling out the chair today was Air Falala Lee, with the SASA students, Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler, and we heard Endearing Young Charms, Believe Me. From Chant the Arm, Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler's 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record release.
Odorless Highland was swarming like a scene in a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's father stood huddled with the tired, the hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dreams they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle, poked and sorted and shoved. Some were one dusk away from sweet freedom, some were torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. And sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected and can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. Don't take for granted, say, grandfather's immigrant eyes. And stares out the windows, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor, came ashore on the island of tears. And my grandfather's days are now numbered, but I won't let his memory die, 'cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. And sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected and can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. granted, say, grandfather's immigrant died. No, I don't take for granted my grandfather's immigrant eyes.
across the desert. It ain't no fun. Too hot in the daytime. Too much sun. Lefty says we'll cross at nighttime, like my people always have done. Keep moving, quit nagging, walk, don't run. I ask Lefty why'd we bring so much cheese. Coyotes, buddy. Just you wait and see. Coyotes eat anything, buddy, long as it's free. Suppose they want a little something extra, Lefty. Might be you and might be me. Thank you. is lefty. Let's see how fast this crate can fly. Va-va-voom, says Lefty. Watch the coyotes scatter and watch the towns go streaking by. Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino just won't do. Go west, you green dog. Hollywood, the place for you. Green dog, green dog, green dog, you're so red, so red.
Girl, but oh, how a fat girl can love, love.
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was one of my favorites, Jamie Susiel from the unreleased to date Nobody Loves a Fat Girl Sampler. It's a 2011 Smoke and Sled Dog, hopefully going to be released someday. Jamie Susiel will be live with Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler on March 14th, Friday at 7 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City. And since it's, after all, the High Holy Month, I'm starting to feel green. Rye Cooter played us Green Dog, which I've always loved that song, but I kind of thought it was appropriate. Green Dog from My Name is Buddy, a 2007 Nonesuch record release. And I dug around in the archives here and found Tim and Miles Thompson. The CD is called Roadrunner. This was a song that Miles Thompson actually wrote called Bossa do Norte. Roadrunner. It's a 2009 Hidden Giant record release. And I know that Tim Thompson actually recorded Jamie Susiel's Nobody Loves a Fat Girl and Other Follies. So I just thought I'd keep it all in the house here. We heard one more, a really wonderful one, with Miles Thompson on violin, Immigrant Eyes, the Guy Clark song, done so wonderfully by Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler. The CD is called Chance the Arm. It's a 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record release. That's Jamie Susiel's record company. You may find the link to any of this music or these artists that you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Let's hear one more from Chance the Arm, then we'll hear another live in Studio C session with Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler.
Strongest of ties are those that don't bind. We think with our hearts much more than our minds. Our bodies are strong, but our souls are sublime, with a purpose that's driven and sweet. One hand you borrow and the other one lend. Our friends can be foes and foes could be friends. When life is beginning, it's rushing toward end. It's all in the thread of the weave. Three folds in a cloth and one napkin there, three leaves of the shamrock and one shamrock fair, three joints and a finger with one ring to wear, three persons in God and one God in prayer. Light the seeing or blind, and the blind have keen sight. The mercy we show could win over might. Do we rest at our dear Savior's feet? And the smallest of babes with the wisest of souls, you must take on this life, not in pieces but whole. You can't feel the warmth if you've never been cold. It's all in the thread of the weave. Three folds in a cloth and one napkin there, three leaves of the shamrock and one shamrock fair, three joints and a finger with one ring to wear.
of the week.
Do a song for you that's not in our usual set list, and we always throw it in, it seems like, right around this time of the year, because March is the high holy month for the Irish, and whenever we go out and play these gigs, you know, we play Irish music all year long, but I'm kind of known for like singing the most sorrowful, depressing Irish music ever written in the last, I don't know, five centuries.
So mournful oats.
Mournful, yes. I don't know what it is. I almost channel these dead Irish ancestors when I'm singing it. I don't know, but when we go out and we play a gig in March, people have actually said to us, well, when are you going to start playing some Irish music? We haven't heard you play any Irish music yet. Because we don't usually do like Irish-American kind of paddywhack stuff that you hear in the bar, drinking tunes, things like that. So every year, just before March, we start throwing in a couple of these kind of upbeat Irish-American songs just to keep people, you know, away from our stage. You know, it's then they know that we've done a couple of really true, true Irish songs.
There's probably something wrong with me doing this because I've been sober for at least a month.
No, that's okay. But usually I think when people go, I always make the joke from the stage, and I probably shouldn't make this joke because it is a serious problem. But I'll say, you know, the Irish are known for drinking, and we are the types of musicians that are known for making you want to drink.
That's all right. If I didn't have a sense of humor, there'd be no radio show.
Well, this one's called Leaving Tipperary.
The ship would leave in half an hour to cross a broad Atlantic. My friends were standing on the pier with grief and sorrow frantic. My trunks were packed way down below on the good ship Dan O'Leary. Anchors way, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And goodbye Mick, and goodbye Pat, and goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors way, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Here the steamer blaze away, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Ah, ha, ha. My portmanteau is all packed up with dates and beans and bacon. And if you don't think I'm watching that, then Claude, you are mistaken. And if this ship should pitch and toss for half a dozen fathoms, I'd take my trunk up on my back and walk to Castle Garden. And goodbye Mick, and goodbye Pat, and goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors way, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Hear the steamer blaze away, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Ah, ha, ha. Give my regards to Mr. Mack and as well to Colleen Hagen. And I'll attend a christening when she marries Pat Joe Fagan. I'm deep in love and Molly Bard as a jackass is in clover. And when I'm set all right, you bet and pay her passage over. And goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors way, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Hear the steamer blaze away, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Ah, ha, ha. Goodbye Mick, goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors way, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Hear the steamer blaze away, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Ah, ha, ha.
Fun song, isn't it?
That is fun song.
I know.
Very fun.
You'd think that we would want to do that all year long.
I know, but I like humorous songs. The ones of you guys that I play the most are the ones that are funny.
Are
I can't
the ones
help
that are
it.
Funny.
Yeah. Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler, that song was Leaving Tipperary?
Leaving Tipperary.
But it's not on the CD, right?
No, it's
this
not.
This is just the one you pull out for the crowds.
Yeah, we pull out
High Holy Month.
Yeah, we do. We pull out a few for the crowds at High Holy Month. And we will also pull out a few for the folks at the State Theater as well.
This Friday?
That are not on the CD. You know, other songs that, you know, a little bit of candy for them.
They're used to me going ad nauseum for people. It's Friday,
March
14th. It's a great date night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What a great date night. Yeah. You are so right.
Great date night.
Yes. So if you want to impress your girlfriend or take your husband out someplace lovely.
Yes.
And hear some wonderful songs about unrequited love, death,
oh, yes,
and suicide, all set to a happy melody.
Yes.
We're the spot to be.
That is it. That is it. Everybody needs a hobby,
it's,
Susan.
It's beautifully depressing.
Okay, you two. So according to your CD disc here, and I knew this before. I did know this before. I get all the press releases after all. But you guys are the 2012 and 2013 Irish Music Award nominees for Top Duo. That's like huge.
We are, and we have been, 2 years running, nominated by the Irish Music Association.
Which is, it's like a Grammy.
It is.
It's an Irish Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it happened the first time and we got the letter, I was like reading it, and then I looked at the envelope like they sent it to the wrong people. Like I couldn't believe they knew our names, you know, let alone that they would nominate us for that. And it was for Top Duo Performing in Concert, Festival, and Pub in the U.S., United Kingdom, mm-hmm, Ireland, and Europe. And they only nominate four. But, yeah, we were pretty excited to get the nomination. And the first year we performed for the Irish Music Awards down by St. Louis, Missouri. And the gentleman that runs the organization, the head of the Irish Music Association, Bob Reeder, I believe his name is Reeder, had said to us that we had missed the award by six votes.
By six votes.
And I said, Bob, how could you tell me that? I would rather have missed it by 400 than six, because now I'm going to be giving my family the evil eye at Thanksgiving. Did you vote for me?
Did you go on and vote for me? Gee whiz.
But, you know, and then I said to Zig, I said, you know, that for us, really, just the nomination has been so wonderful to have that, especially 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of just reinforcement that we're doing okay, and that
you must be doing something right.
We're doing something right. Yeah.
Well, the family got much shorter or smaller afterwards, but
yeah, after that vote.
The ones that didn't vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I spent my student years abroad at Holy Mary, Mother of God. You know, I never saw my graduation. With perfect French, I filled the walls inside the lavatory stalls. Isn't it grand to have an education? They shipped me home with no degree. My parents were ashamed of me. They met me with no smile at Dublin Station. Me mother cried, oh dear, me father nearly tore my ears. Said, son, you're gonna find an occupation. Oh yes, diddly-ity-do, lighty-dighty, diddly-ity-day. Upon the dock, my father turned me to the lots. Take him out and keep him for duration. He's had no mind to stay in school. It's time to teach the thankless fool the life of work for little compensation. They loaded me into the boat, dropping nets and pulling floats. And days so cold it froze my perspiration. So I slipped below and found the stout and drinking till my tongue fell out. I toasted Christ for sending me salvation. Oh yes, diddly-ity-do, lighty-dighty-diddly-ity-day. Oh, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-day. They made it back in record time to ditch me from a heinous crime upon the shore without resuscitation. And luck would have it that fine day, a dearie lass would come my way and look on me with blind infatuation. She coaxed me home with all her charms. I thought that I might chance the arm and stick around and learn of love's elations. She's tutored me both day and night. I'll study till I get it right. Isn't it grand to have an education? Oh yes, diddly-ity-do, lighty-dighty-diddly-ity-day. Oh, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-day.
My days of list is hard to count. The old man come and drug me out and sent me off to fight the germination. He said the cause would do me good and make the man of me a shoot. So off I went for my indoctrination. The meals were not what they could be, could surely make a corpse of me. I sorely missed my usual libations. And the sergeant was a mighty bore. I nailed his boots right to the floor. They jammed me for my insubordination. Oh no, diddly-ity-do, lighty-dighty-diddly-ity-day. Oh, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-day. No sense of humor did they own. They threw me in my cell alone to dwell upon my long incarceration. Good use of solitude I made. I spent my time both night and day to plot a plan for my emancipation. I waited till the time was right and tunneled out into the night with a spoon and sheer determination. But with perfect French I left behind a goodbye note for them to find. Isn't it grand to have an education? Oh no, diddly-ity-do, lighty-dighty-diddly-ity-day. Oh, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-day. Oh, oh, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-day. Lighty-diddly-ity-dee-dee-dighty-do, isn't it grand to have an education?
You guys know the routine. I just hate to turn that down right away. That is Pickles on the Elbow from Jam Session, a 2010 M-Mac record release. We heard the wonderful Susan O'Rourke song, Education, from Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler's CD, Chance the Arm, a 2014 Smokin' Sled Dog record release. And we heard a live in Studio C, a little recording of Leaving Tipperary. How could I forget? Leaving Tipperary. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now remain seated. There's a whole other hour of whatever this is coming up.